St Winifred's School Choir, and There's No One Quite Like Grandma. And I thought that was a very appropriate song, because in the studio today I'm joined by Granny Maud. Good morning, Granny Maud.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you like that?
Very, yes. It made me smile. Actually, I was brought up in Harrogate for a time, where St Winifred's School is, so it's quite a...
You weren't in the choir?
No, I didn't go to that school.
You didn't go to that school. Ah, oh, there we go. Now, we brought you in today partly because you're going to tell us a little bit about your father and also about Iceland.
And I
gather we've got to say hello to the people in Iceland
today.
You
have. There's a whole family there, my friends. My pen friend, Gunni.
Yeah.
And her daughter, Raga, and her husband, Siggy, and their daughter, Sunna. And Sunna is the one who has AHC.
We'll talk more about that in a few minutes' time. So can you say hello to them in Icelandic?
No, I can't.
All right. So they'll have to just make do with good morning then.
Yes.
Now, let's start with the story around your dad.
Yes.
Which is how, of course, Iceland got involved in the first place.
My dad was a regular soldier. And was trained for Arctic warfare during the war. And he spent some time in Norway, and then British troops were sent to Iceland to protect the Northern Passage so that the Germans couldn't get to America. And so he was sent there, stationed in the north of Iceland. And at one, they were out on manoeuvres of some sort, and one time they were caught in a terrific snowstorm, and they can be terrific up there. And quite a few of his platoon died.
Because of the snowstorm?
Because of the snowstorm, they got marooned. They couldn't see where they were going or anything like
goodness.
That.
Oh, my goodness.
But fortunately, my dad's life was saved by a farmer looking, or his, I think it was his son, I'm not sure, looking for his flock.
In the storm?
In the storm. And they took him to the farmhouse and rescued him. And they became very firm friends, a gentleman called Mayvant. And they kept in touch. And when I was 15, Mayvant's granddaughter sent me a letter, and we have been writing ever since.
And what a wonderful way to get a pen friend.
That was Gunni. And so we've met several times, and Gunni's daughter, Raga, she had a little girl called Sunna. And when Sunna was two, they discovered that she had this very serious illness. Now, I knew nothing about this at the time. I was just writing to Gunni. And eventually I realised how serious this was.
Now, the illness itself, AHC, which I understand it, is alternating hemiplegia of childhood.
That's it, yes.
It's fairly rare, isn't it?
It is one in a million.
That's not an appropriate phrase in one sense, but it's factually accurate, of course.
It is, yes. There are very few of them. Sunna is the only one in Iceland. There are a group here in England who have it. There's some in Europe. We had a conference in October, and I met quite a few of the parents of other children who have it.
Now, you're still talking with the family, and
we still meet
with the family quite regularly as well. How has that changed your life, having friends in Iceland who now look to you for perhaps, you know, more than just friendship because of their daughter or granddaughter?
From my point of view, if it hadn't been for them, that family, I wouldn't be here, because I wasn't born till Dad came back from the war.
Right.
So if he had been one of those who had died in that storm, I wouldn't be here.
So we wouldn't be talking to Granny Moore today.
That's right. So I'm paying back for my life in a way. That's the way I feel about it anyway.
And how do they see you? Do they see you as Granny Maud, or do they see you as Sue?
I'm just Sue. To explain to the people who are listening, Maud is my middle name, and when I started crafting, there is a Granny Maud. I was crocheting, and there's a Granny Maud square, so that became my sort of symbol and my name.
So let's talk about this alternating hemiplegia of childhood, mm-hmm. AHC. I mean, you probably know a little about it. How does it manifest itself? I mean, how does it affect the children that have it?
They have all sorts of symptoms and effects. The worst is that if you have ever had cramp in the night, you know how painful that is. Well, they get similar to that. All down one side of the body, or all down the other, or sometimes both at once if it's a serious episode.
Is this all the time or intermittently?
No, it's intermittently, but it can be a couple of minutes here, a couple of minutes there. You can go a week without it, and then all of a sudden you'll have a really bad episode, you know. You never know.
Without warning, presumably?
Without much warning at all.
No. So if little one's at school, and suddenly the flare-up happens, they're not going to be able to say, you know, help. It's just going to be plonk, they're on the floor. And
I don't know what happens when she's at school, but
teachers have to sort of do what teachers have to do.
And of course, she screams with pain. And I've got lots of pictures of her mum or her dad holding her and trying to comfort her. But there's not a lot that can be done until she comes out of it. And then she's smiling as if nothing's happened. It's wonderful, really, to see her. But
does she have memory of what she's been through?
I don't know, because, of course, she doesn't speak English, and I've never actually asked them that question. Most of the children have various other side effects as well. Epilepsy is a very powerful one. And Sunna also has autism. And she struggles to
communicate
with other people.
Right, we'll take a break for some music, and then we're going to talk about what you're doing directly to help mm-hmm. them. Chris Christopherson, help me make it through the night. I've got with me Granny Maud. I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to tell you what her real name is. I'm going to keep that a secret, I think. Granny Maud sounds lovely, doesn't
Thank
it?
You.
And if you remember your granny with that lovely smiling face, that's what I've got looking at me right now. Now, we're talking about a young lassie called Sunna and the illness she's got, which is AHC, alternating hemiplegia of childhood. I mean, she's now 17.
She is.
So she's lived with this for 15 years.
Yes.
I mean, I suppose in one sense, she can't have had a normal childhood.
No.
But what do you think the future for her is going to be?
It's very difficult to say. I met the parents of two children in England who, funnily enough, they're in the same home for children because the parents can't cope with them anymore. When you see pictures of Sunna and her family when she's small and they're cuddling her and holding her, that's very emotive. But now she's getting too big, too heavy. You can imagine a 17-year-old lass. And they can't pick her up and carry her like they used to, you know, and it's very difficult for them. It's very...
Now, you're doing what you can.
We are.
But I gather you've started raising funds as well.
Yes.
And there's a real nice picture you showed me of one of your quilts.
Yes.
I mean, how did you get into making quilts? Was it because of Sunna, or were you doing this way, way back in time?
No. I've always been interested in dressmaking and sewing. My mother was a dressmaker by trade. Well, as he got towards retirement and I was wondering what I was going to do.
Are you that old, are you?
Thank you very much. I'm a long past that. And I decided I was going to make some quilts. But I love them, making them though I do. Once everybody in the family's got one, you wonder what you're going to do.
Well,
with the rest of them, you know. So I was making other things. And when I discovered how serious Sunna's illness was and that there was no cure, I felt I'd got to do something. And so first of all, I went on cycle rides. I first of all just cycled as far as I could and got sponsored. Another year, I cycled to Iceland, which made everybody smile. They thought I was going to the supermarket.
Well, hang on. I hate to say this, but the last I saw, bikes don't go on water.
No, precisely.
How did you cycle to Iceland?
I measured the distance, and in a year, I cycled that distance.
Right.
Between Lincoln and Reykjavik. And got sponsored for it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But
have you ever thought of actually sort of cycling up to
no.
the north of Scotland, catching a ferry and then cycling on to Reykjavik?
I don't even own the bike now.
Ah.
time and health have got in the way, unfortunately. So I felt you couldn't keep asking the same people to sponsor you all the time. It wasn't fair in a way. And so I thought of some other way. And I started doing craft fairs. And so we've been doing craft fairs for some years.
So you're raising, you do the craft fairs to raise the money for AHC. What sort of thing are you selling at the craft fair then? Because, I mean, I guess there's only so many quilts you can make and sell.
Well, you have to come down in scale, don't you? So I make all sorts of things. I make cushions. I make various handbag things like nail file holders, comb holders. I do hair bands, hair clips, and all sorts of.
And are these all crocheted?
No, they're sewn.
They're sewn. They are sewn.
Yeah.
And where do you get your material from then? Is it donated, or are you buying this?
Sometimes a bit of each. Sometimes, if I want something special, if somebody asks me to make a cushion, for instance, I've got an order at the moment for a cushion, or two cushions with pictures of people on. I can put the photograph on material and then make the cushion around it. And if they want some special colours or special material, then I will go out and buy it. But often some people will say, I've got some material left over, or I've got this, and I gain a bag full of odd scraps of material that I can use.
And you're able to produce things which you then sell.
Yeah, bags and all sorts of
things. Egg bags.
Peg bags.
Peg bags. Oh, I thought you said egg bags. With Easter coming up, that would be a good one, egg bags.
Well, I do little bags with eggs in as well.
Now, I'm guessing you've raised a few pennies. Do you know how much you've raised so far?
Not in total, no. I just do it by the year. And grandson's birthday comes round in January, I send money off. And last year was the most we sent off, which was just over £1,000 in the year.
And that they can then use to buy things to...
No, they use that for research.
So it's going for research.
It's going for research and awareness. A couple of years ago, the International AHC conference was held in Iceland, and so we were one of the sponsors for that year.
Where can people get these items? I mean, you say you go to craft fairs, but people will be saying, oh, I fancy a new cushion, maybe we'll get Granny Moore to make it.
I have a website, am I allowed to say?
Yes, of course you are.
www.grannymaud.co.uk.
She's in a nice lilac colour, folks. I can tell you that now because I'm looking at it. actually, interestingly, on your website, it gives a list of, you can have linen closet, utility room, dressing room, sewing room, cash box, the book, and Old Grump's Workshop. Now, that's the one that intrigues me. Old Grump's Workshop.
Yes, Old Grump is my other half.
Well, I guess that. But...
And he, when he first started doing things, he likes to play about with wood and bits and pieces. I didn't mean that derogatory.
She did, Grumps.
and so he's doing little bits and pieces in the other side of the garage. And when he first started the stall, somebody said, well, what do you want to be called? And he said, oh, the miserable old... I said, you can't call yourself that, because it was a rude word.
I said, yeah, this is a family show. Yeah.
And so he became the Old Grump, which was a sort of polite grump. Version of what...
Well, good morning, Old Grump. And keep working in the corner of the garage there. We need at least two more clocks and a couple of sets of candle holders by the time that Granny gets home to you. it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Yes.
And I have to credit you for what you're doing, because, I mean, you know, a lot of illnesses out there just don't get the support they need. And here you are looking after a group of I mean, they're going to be children because by the very nature of the illness.
No, they could go on. These children, these people I was telling you about are in homes. They're in their 40s.
Oh, so
it's called off children because it's diagnosed in childhood.
Right.
And there has been discussion about whether they should lose that bit and just call it, you know, the alternating hemiplegia society or something like that. But there has been discussion, but it hasn't gone forward any. So.
Okay. Granny, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Can I just say one more thing?
Of course you can. Of course you can. This is the beauty of community radio. You almost got the world as your oyster. Almost.
A lot of the money we raise, as we said, is through craft fairs. And the Grump and I used to organise craft fairs. But we've both had bad health just recently. And so we can't either... can't organise the money, the craft fairs, and a lot of money came in from storeholders. We can't organise the craft fairs. The Grump can't drive at the moment, and I'm waiting for a hip operation. So our ability to get to craft fairs and raise the money is very low at the moment. And so on the Granny Maud page, there is a donations page. And if I could, excuse me, I'm feeling a bit emotional. Ask your listeners to, if they could feel they could help us to donate just a little, that would help make up for the fact that we can't do much at the moment.
Alternatively, of course, they could presumably go to your website and buy something.
Well, that's very true, they can. That will have the same effect.
Exactly the same effect.
It would, yes.
Hey, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Granny Maud.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully you and Grumps will continue producing lots. And I have to say, folks, go to the website and have a look, because I've just looked at some of the stuff that Granny Maud and Grumps are producing. It is amazing, absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Been a real pleasure. I've got another record just for you. It's the NHS Voices with a little help.